As I switched the light on, Tijafa leapt towards me and, shoving me aside, plunged us into darkness. "Do you want to get us killed, comrade?" he whispered angrily. "Old man Shoko's boo has been lowing outside my dwelling for the past 15 minutes. Something is happening. We must move, comrades, now." His agents were such that even had we entertained the thought that he was joking, we were quickly convinced otherwise. Grabbing my husband's hand, he pulled him through the door. "No time for shoes, comrades, or we will all perish." He either forgot me or assumed I would follow, but he did not return to grab my hand and pull me after him. I watched their shadowy figures darting from shrub to tree, Cornelius being relentlessly pulled along until I couldn't see them anymore. I stood there, my fist gripping the neck of my nightgown, not knowing what to think. T'Chafa was in another space, a place that had come and gone in our lives, but whose ghosts had retained to claim him. I thought for a moment that I should call the police, but what should I tell them? That my brother believed he was back in the bush fighting for freedom and had taken my husband hostage in the garden? What would they do? Nothing, I'm sure, just as I did nothing. Standing at the kitchen door, not feeling numbness creeping into my legs, not feeling the pain spreading through my lower back as the night receded to daylight. Cornelius staggered towards the back door, drenched in sweat, fighting for breath. He looked at me, questions in my eyes, and shook his head before pressing his hands on bent knees to catch his breath. "We ran," he finally gasped, and ran around the neighborhood, running and hiding. Sometimes it felt like for hours.